This is the Automotive Repair Podcast Network.
Welcome to another episode of Business by the Numbers. I'm your host, Hun Demeris, CPA with Parmalis & Associates. You want to give the employees some money for a new truck. If you give them an allowance, they're going to pay tax on that money, but if you reimburse them, they pay nothing. Both are still tax deductible for you and your business. Confused? Think there are other ways that you might be able to use this for your business? That's exactly what we're going to talk about this week. Before we get into it, I just want to stop and say thank you to you and the rest of the dedicated listeners. Remember, if you want your question answered on here or just have a question for me or an idea for a future episode, shoot me an email at podcast@parmalis.com. New announcement, my new book, Beyond the Bays, a financial playbook for auto repair shop owners, which was inspired by many of your questions and most popular episodes, is now available on Amazon, in paperback, and Kindle for purchase. Want to talk to me about accounting and tax services for your repair shop? Shoot me a text at 301-307-5413. And last but not least, we cannot forget our dedicated sponsors, Promotive and Wicked File, for being such loyal supporters of the show. If you need to get your back office under control or need to hire the next rock star for your team, give them a call and let them help you out. It's time to hire a superstar for your business. What a grind you have in front of you. Great news. You don't have to go at it alone. Introducing Promotive, a full-service staffing solution for your shop. Let them do the heavy lifting and enlist your hiring partner online at gopromotive.com. Turn chaos into clarity with Wicked File, the AI for auto repair shops. Transform invoices into insights, protect cash flows, and stop losing parts, cores, or credits to maximize your bottom line. Get Wicked File. Like I mentioned in the opening, sometimes phrasing or intent can mean the difference between a tax-free benefit and taxable benefit. How much of an impact does that have on you? And in these cases, zero. It's going to cost you probably the same amount of money no matter which way you do this, but you could be saving your team 25 to 30%, which is pretty massive. It gets a little more in-depth than that. Let's talk about that original example of a new car. This is not super common, but sometimes I see this, and I see this proposed a lot, and have been able to help shop owners do this and save themselves money and ultimately save their team money. How does this work in practice? So let's say we wanted to get this person that new truck, or you know, we agreed to do the car allowance on it, and we want to give them $800. It's pretty simple. It's just like you give them an $800 bonus, and it's taxed exactly the same. It'll show up separately on their pay stub. You probably do it once a month and say, here's an auto allowance, here's $800. If before you ask me and say, Hunt, what are the rates? Doesn't matter. It's taxed just like you gave them an $800 bonus for having a good week, good production. It's the same as if you increased their pay $800, payroll tax on it, income tax on it, exactly the same. How does a reimbursement work, right? You might understand how reimbursement works for other things. Hey, my employee spent $30, so I reimbursed him $30. How does it work for a vehicle? The way that you can reimburse for someone for a vehicle is you're allowed to pay them up to the federal mileage rate for reimbursing their mileage. What is that? So for 2025, that is 70 cents a mile. For 2026, they haven't announced it yet. It usually stays pretty close unless there's major changes. The way that it works out is if someone drives 100 miles, you can reimburse them $70 because that is the allowable mileage rate at 70 cents. What are the use cases on this? How would you use this in your shop? Or maybe what is an opportunity that you might have already had but not really known how to use this? The most common places that I see this is generally for service advisors. The last two, one of them was someone trying to give a raise, and the other one where they knew their advisor wanted a new truck. Both of them have the kind of same idea behind it, maybe two different kind of causes, but how you do it is exactly the same. So let's run this both ways, depending on which way we want to go. This example was kind of started by my client. The employee came and said, hey, boss, want to get this new truck? It's $600 on it. I haven't got a raise on it. What if you gave me an auto allowance where you could cover this new truck? Well, my client called me up. He was pretty happy about this. He was planning on giving him a similar amount to raise. And I said, that is very nice to do. That's extremely nice to do to your employee. And it's even nicer to do to Uncle Sam because they're getting a cut in all of this. And I don't think that they should. And he said, Hunt, what do you mean by that? And I went down and explained, if you give him $600, it's just like giving him a raise for $600. Sure, you're calling it auto allowance and he can use it for the truck. But it's the same exact idea as you just increase his pay. The payment we know is $600. So what if you gave them an expense reimbursement form at the end of the month and say they drove around, 900 miles or so? At the end of the day, they're still going to get a check for around $600, but now they have to pay zero tax on this. Instead of giving them $600 and saying, this is an allowance for you to do whatever you want, they're going to come back to us in that brand new truck and say, I drove this many miles. You can kind of follow the bouncing ball on this. How many miles are they allowed to drive? You probably don't want this mileage to be the same amount every single month. But if I gave someone $600 for an allowance, instantly taxable to them. If I end up giving them $601.73 because that's the mileage and the reimbursement that was calculated for that, like I said before, still the same tax deduction for the business, arguably cheaper for the business because the business doesn't have to pay payroll taxes. And even better, that team member now is getting that money tax-free and able to make the car payment in full. Because if you want to think about this even more, if you really want to make sure that your team member can afford a $600 payment, if you want to give them an allowance or you want to do this by bonusing, you're probably going to give them $800. The government's going to get a quarter of this in withholdings, and they have 75% left over to pay that payment. We're skipping that step. By doing this as a reimbursement for the mileage, we're able to get them to them dollar for dollar, no tax consequences, and really, it's a nice benefit. Now, what is the justification behind this? You guys have to come up with your own justification yourself, but to come up with 1,000 miles, 2,000 miles a month is not that uncommon for Advisor. Maybe they're picking up parts. Maybe they're shuttling customers. Maybe they are going out to look for new sales opportunities. There's plenty of reasons why your advisors would be driving around and why they would need to be reimbursed. If this comes up in your shop, if this comes up in a situation like yours, we don't like allowances. Car allowances grind my gears. I don't want to see it on a paycheck. Mileage reimbursements, probably one of my favorites. These next two examples that we're going to talk about are both cases that I have seen my clients trying to do the right thing for their team members and giving them allowances and then shifting their mindset and shifting their intent on this and moving it to reimbursement, again, just to save them money. The most common one that we see behind automobile is probably cell phone. Between your shop management system, texting customers, or looking through things up on their phones, you know that your employees are using their phones at work a lot, and a lot of them are actually doing work on those things. I have clients that have went out and given them a $200 allowance. I need you to have a decent cell phone. I need you to have decent kind of data plans on this to be able to do the DVIs. But I know that you guys are paying for this stuff, so I'm going to give you an allowance. If I go out and I say, I'm going to give every one of my team members an allowance for $200, what kind of tax exposure do they have? It's the exact same as auto allowance. The allowance part is the issue, not the auto, not the cell phone, not the ultimately tools like we'll talk about in a second. If you're giving someone an allowance, just like you're giving your kid an allowance, it's just income. It's going to be treated as such. However, if you went to your employee handbook and you shifted around and you said, well, instead of giving a $200 allowance for cell phones, I will reimburse up to $200 a month. We now are giving that employee with a $250 cell phone bill the same $200. But now since we're reimbursing for a known expense that he has, it is no longer taxable to him. How do you put this on there? How do you document this stuff? I generally have one form for everything. Then the most standard one out there is going to be the auto allowance form. It doesn't need to be fancy. It needs to have the date, the employee name, number of miles driven. I don't want to see the log every single day. Just give me the total of what you drove for the month. Most of these standardized reports at the bottom have other areas for miscellaneous reimbursement. And so that's where I would have an employee list what their cell phone cost was. I'll reimburse you for that. Sometimes people are doing stuff like tolls, parking. I will be able to reimburse for that. Sometimes maybe they're going out buying their own training materials. Again, guys, reimbursing for this stuff is a great way to get your team money, save some tax money on them. And also, it's a time of the year you're looking for tax deductions. You're going to get one as well.
Is your recruitment process draining your valuable time and resources? What if there was a partner who could take your recruitment efforts off your plate? Look no further. Promotive is your ultimate solution for hassle-free staffing focused solely on the automotive industry. On the web at gopromotive.com. Promotive understands the challenges you face when searching for the perfect technician or service advisor for your shop. That's why we've developed a platform that takes the hassle out of recruiting. Michelle Tanzi from EuroClinic said, I am a shop owner and recruiting new talent is so time-consuming. Promotive does the majority of the seeking and recruiting. They reach out to the candidates for you, and when they feel they are a good match for you and culture, they make the connection. They follow up throughout the interview process, and we make sure that the candidates are a good fit and the shop is a good fit for the candidates. I admire that they genuinely want both parties to win. They recruited and paired us with a solid B-Tech and Master Tech. Both left a dealership position and are still part of our team. We are very happy with the character and culture match, and both technicians have become valuable team members. Visit our website at gopromotive.com today and join the growing community of shop owners who have found their ideal team members with Promotive.
Every month, auto repair shops can lose over $20,000 in uncredited parts, cores, and lost profits. Wicked Files' AI-powered software is a game changer. It helped one shop owner recover over $10,000 in missed credits, and others have recovered tens of thousands more. Wicked File puts cash back into your business and hours back into your day. Stop leaving money on the table. Visit wickedfile.com to learn more and get started today. So we talked about cars. We talked about reimbursing for cell phones. What is the third most used item by your team, specifically your technicians? That is tools. Some of your employees might actually be paying for tools themselves that they are using in your shop. That's obviously a joke, but we aren't going to get into the ethics of that. But how can we at least make their tax bill a little bit lower is exactly what we're going to talk about. Again, just like the truck and the phones, if you want to give them a tool allowance on payroll, it's going to get taxed and what you pay them will be whittled down by taxes so that what they actually have to pay the drug dealer, I mean the tool truck driver, is going to be much, much less. On the other side of things, what if you were to give the guys and let them know that you will reimburse them up to X amount a month for tools? So let's say that you pick $100 and you buy $80 worth of tools, you're going to get $80. You buy $180 worth of tools, you're still going to get the same $100. The reason that there's a limit on there is you obviously don't want to give away the farm. But Hunt, what if my technician doesn't spend that much money on tools? I would say that that would be very uncommon that you don't have a technician that spends this kind of money on tools. We're not talking about giving them a massive amount of money. $100, $200 a month, most technicians are going to blow past that. But even if they don't buy that much in tools, what are the chances that same guy maybe doesn't buy that much because they still owe the Snap-on truck so much money? Or again, the Snap-on truck would be happy to take a credit on this stuff and they could use it in the future. Seriously though, how nice would it be to cover that payment that they're making on the tool truck for some of their past sins or past payments? Let's take a look at an example and show you how powerful this is though. $200 a month is their tool truck payment. $200 on payroll, they're going to be left with only about $150 to pay the tool truck. Best case scenario, but probably even a little bit less than that. So they get $150 of the $200 that you paid them, but it gets a little bit worse. Of that $200, you paid probably an extra $15 in payroll taxes. So you spend $215, your employee got $150, and ultimately the tool truck got all of that. So by us spending $250 to pay the Snap-on guy $150, we donated $65 to the government. Not sure about you, but that $65 is what keeps me up at night, and I would like a way around it. The good news for us is we are no longer going to do allowances. We're going to be doing reimbursement. So instead of having that $200 on payroll for an allowance, that $200 is going right on the Snap-on truck. Cost me $200, no extra $15 for payroll taxes. $200 comes out, $200 tax deduction. The technician gets, air quotes gets, because it's going to go to the Snap-on guy, $200. No waste, no middleman, no payment for your tech, nothing to worry about. In practice, though, for the tool reimbursement, I would really like to see these payments go to Snap-on, go to Matco, go to Mac. The legality of these payments directly to employees does get a little bit murky, of especially who takes ownership of the tools. One could still argue that it's a bit off since it's still personal property. That socket that you paid for isn't yours, it's the tech's. Again, there are arguments there, but I like to avoid it if we can. Do you think that the payments going to the tool guys is ever going to be questioned if someone's to look into this? What about if that same payment go to the employees? This is called operating the gray area. Gray is where the tax savings are, but I also want to get ahead of this and say there is a little bit of room for argument on both sides of this. So all in all, what these are called is what we like to call fringe benefits, and they can be a wonderful tool to get your team the money that you want without incurring the cost on both sides of conventional bonuses or allowances, right? I made you wait till the end to get to the real purpose and timing of this episode. What if you wanted to give your team money for the end of the year for their hard work? Think that they would like to get a bonus or allowance, or do you think that they would like to be reimbursed for their mileage throughout the year, tools, phones, and a number of things in between? That $1,000 Christmas bonus means $750 to actually spend. However, a reimbursement check given at the same time means 100% of it in their pocket. Lastly, as with most businesses, this is the time of year that you're assessing your team's pay for the upcoming year. Wouldn't it be nice to add $500 or maybe even $1,000 to your advisor's pay in the upcoming year by reimbursing them for mileage versus increasing their pay or commission? Wouldn't it be cool to get rid of your technician's tool truck payment next year instead of increasing their flat rate pay rate? The possibilities are endless here, and smart business owners not only look out for their own pocket, but for the rest of their teams as well. As always, please share with friends. If you have any questions, comments, or ideas for a future episode, shoot me an email at podcast@parmelis.com. Thanks again for listening on the Automotive Repair Podcast Network. You can find the rest of the shows on the brand new Automotive Repair Podcast Network app on your favorite podcast listening apps. Thanks again for joining me on Business by the Numbers. Stay safe out there, and I will talk to you all next week.
You've been listening to Business by the Numbers with Hunt Demarest on the Automotive Repair Podcast Network. Download our exclusive podcast app at automotiverepairpodcastnetwork.com because the best conversations in the industry start here. Have a question for Hunt? Check the show notes for Hunt's email or text Parmelis at 301-307-5413.